Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, Michelle here with the Magic is You podcast, and I'm popping in with a quick episode to ask you a quick question, which is, how can you radically reduce the friction in your life? So I'm still in the midst of a reset month that I've been giving myself this month, where I've basically slowed down and pulled the brakes on certain areas that required a lot of energy and attention so that I could repurpose that into the finer details of my life and business that are easy to ignore, but the more you ignore them, the more they drain energy. So I've just really been feeling like I want to give myself an entire month to focus on those things. How can I support myself better? How can I reduce wasted time or eliminate it entirely, wasted energy? Where are things harder than they need to be? Where am I doing something manually that could be done automatically? Basically giving myself a month of fine-tuning my support system and my systems in general. And then on top of that, also enjoying life, going out with friends, going out to dinner. Like, I have been doing more socializing this month than I have in the last 10 years, it feels like. So it's been amazing. And I just wanted to pop in and present this idea to you, which we all are familiar with, which is sometimes you need to slow the heck down in order to speed up. And it can be really hard to do, especially if there's residual energy of fight or flight mode in your body, which for most people there is in the society and the pace of life that we live in as just the default way of life. We all are going way too fast in general, just as it's just the normal pace of life in today's day and age. And to pull the brakes and to pay attention to the small details of your own life feels so counterintuitive. It feels so weird. But then once you start really doing it, it feels so right. And so that's what I've been doing. And I'm sure I'll put together a podcast or a blog post that goes into more details. I actually did a tea party call for my Say Yes to Desire people. I have a program called Say Yes to Desire where I teach my approach to business and also approach to life, because business and life are not completely separate. So it's basically where I share how I do life and business. And in the last tea party call that I did, I just broke down all of the details of how I've been doing this reset month, and I'm still in it. There's a week left in this month. So I've been looking at all the things that I want to still clean up and address and take care of. But let me give you one specific example of what this can look like, because I am literally doing this right now. I was in the middle of it, and then I was like, ooh, I want to make a podcast about it. So here I am. So I noticed that every time I go into my closet, I have been feeling like it takes me 2 to 3 times long to find something to wear. And I typically keep my closet very organized, and I wasn't really examining why it was somehow suddenly taking me longer to find something to wear. And because I'm doing this reset month, that filter is, that antenna is, you know, signaling, and it was saying, you got to look at this, what's going on here? And I realized that I had removed these organizer compartments from one of my drawers to use somewhere else in the house for toys or whatever. And I had thought that, oh, it doesn't matter, I can just pull what I need from the drawer, I don't need these organizers. Well, I do. I need my organizers to keep certain things separate so that I'm not digging around in the drawer trying to find something. And as small as this sounds, it is huge because on the surface level, it's something that you do every day, which is get dressed. And that wasted time adds up. And it's not just wasted time, it's the wasted energy of your brain cells being put towards something that shouldn't take any brain cells. Or your brain energy or whatever units of energy go into making decisions. But then it's also deeper than that, because at what level or how, like, what is that deeply embedded insidious belief that allowed for me to carry on for the last 2 to 3 weeks, taking 2 to 3 times longer to get dressed without being able to see that issue until now, like really see that issue? What was that belief that allowed for that behavior, allowed for that neglect? That's really the word, neglect, self-neglect. And if I dig deep enough, it's this belief that you only deserve to feel good to a certain degree. You only deserve this much joy, this much pleasure, this much goodness. And anything beyond that is not for you. And that really is what this reset month is about. It's breaking down that belief, uprooting it, dissolving it, unraveling it. Because all of these different areas of my life and business that are causing friction, wasted time, wasted energy, it's not about, okay, let me fix this, fix that, get this app, get some organizer drawers. It's not about that, because that is just the symptom. That is just the surface. It's about believing that I deserve to care about my life and my experience of life and my joy and my pleasure and my time and my peace down to the smallest detail. And giving myself a month to come back to that, to remember that, and to honor that. So I wanted to share that while it was top of mind. And I challenge you to think, what do you really need to give yourself a month to focus on? And also know that even if you feel like, I don't have time, I got to do this first, I got to do that. This is not something that's, you know, really necessary. You know, deep down inside what you've been neglecting, what needs your attention, and the mere act of giving yourself the time to focus on it is going to do so many things that you can't even predict right now. It's going to help you grow in so many ways that go beyond what the surface benefits may look like. So I wanted to share that with you. And I wanted to also introduce you to my little jingle that I made for the second part of my podcast episodes. If you've listened to, I think, the last episode, I shared that I'm doing this segment at the end of my episodes called Random Delights. And I found a tool. I have to look up the name. I can't give it to you now. But I found a tool that will literally take text and turn it into a song. So that is what you're about to hear right now.
Now it's time for your random delight with the Magic Is You.
So I love how that little piece of music turned out. I still need to edit it for the podcast so that it fades in and fades out and all of that. But I created that with an AI tool called Udio.com or Udio.com. It's spelled Udio.com. And you go on there, you type in the lyrics of the song you want, or just text, just whatever text you want to be turned into a song. And then you select the genre of music and whether you want a male to sing it or a female, and it will put together different options and you can keep refreshing. But I was surprised at how quickly I was able to come up with something that was pretty near perfect. So, you know what? That'll be my random delight for today, sharing that tool with you. Udio.com to make your own music using AI. All right, thank you for listening, and I will see you again in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Magic Is You podcast. If you would like to join our newsletter, please visit themagicisyou.org/newsletter. See you next time.